Did you have Victor Cruz back out there today?
Yeah, it's good to see Victor back out in the field and run routes and getting back out there in the mix a little bit. So hopefully that's more to come and get him out there some live action.
Are you cautious in your optimism with him given what happened last year?
No, man. I think you're optimistic and hopefully just excited. Excited for him. Excited for him to get back out there. And I know he's had a long journey and keep waiting for him, get on the field and get back into the action and catching touchdowns again.
Eli, we asked Odell, what would it be like with a healthy Victor Cruz and a Sterling Shepard who's developing, and he just put his hands up in a touchdown. You like to make that touchdown motion also, I would guess, thinking about that?
You get excited, the more weapons you can have versatile guys, which those three guys are, can move around and put them in different spots. So, excited to have Sterling coming around and starting making plays. He's doing some good things, but it'll be good to get Victor back in the mix. And so for, obviously for training camp, have him back out there, make him plays and see how he can help us out.
Was significant for him to actually be able to do something in this session. Did you know going into this morning that he would actually get out there for a couple snaps and catch a pass from him?
I did not know. I didn't know what the plan was with him. So, it's good to see him out there and doing some routes first air and going through some of the walkthroughs, but kind of with a little pace to it. And it was good to see him in the mix and just, he's been around, he knows the offense, but, get him back out there where you're going through all the checks and going through seeing coverages and obviously making plays, against the defense. It's been a while, so I know he's excited about doing that.
How do you feel about the music? Are you enjoying this little bit of a transformation?
I think it's good. Honestly, sometimes once practice is going, I don't notice it. If you ask me what songs were played, I kind of hear a little bit during stretch and during some of the breaks. But once practice is going, it's able to tune it out. So I think it's good. It just brings the energy up for practice.
If you're not noticing the music, what would you say the biggest difference is between a match view practice and a coffin practice?
I don't know. I think when it comes to practices, I got my job to do, and I think it's about being sharp at practice and going through your assignments and try to get them right. So from that sense, I don't know if there's a whole lot different.
Eli, do you notice Odell in his third year being more of a leader than maybe his first couple years in terms of with younger guys and stuff like that?
I'm not in those meeting rooms, so I think he's a guy who's gonna know what he's doing, and I see him talking with the young guys on the side. So I think he's more confident in the offense and knowing exactly what he's doing, what everybody's doing. So he's got to know guys are gonna look up to him, and the young guys are gonna see how he practices and how he conducts himself on and off the field and follow him. And I think he's a great example on the field and practice and preparation of how he goes about his business. He goes full go every rep, and that's what you want young guys to see and follow that lead.
What do you think of the team? A lot of new faces, a lot of guys that you've been with for a number of years. What's your overall impression?
I thought we've had good work so far. I feel like got some. The defense has got some playmakers and added some guys who are good football players and guys that are back that are good players. So I feel like they're playing fast and making some plays. And offensively, we got some young guys who are stepping up and starting to kind of understand the offense, understand everything. So you're getting less and less mental mistakes. Of the young guys who are getting in there, but for the most part, I think it's been sharp on both sides of the ball.
One of the bigger changes I heard about was that McAdoo would move the day off to Monday instead of Tuesday, and that's not just for Papa, that's different for most of the league. What's your reaction to that, and do you think that moving that around changes anything?
we'll have to see. So, haven't gotten there yet. I think it's all about, getting the players rest and having them get their recovery on Monday, getting sleep after the game and, getting a jump start on Tuesday with some walkthroughs and some meetings and kind of get them mentally, a little head start in the mental preparation of it.
When you've played as long as you have and you've seen everything and done everything, does one mini camp feel different than another, and does this one feel different than previous ones, and if so, why?
Well, I think just being the third year in the offense for me makes a difference, just the comfort level. Plays coming in, knowing my assignments, knowing my checks, knowing what I'm looking for, and everybody, it's offense line, everybody making faster adjustments, not having to make the mistake first before you correct it, kind of getting it right the first time. And so, more comfortable and I think playing faster, making better decisions.
Where do you see the offense being at this point in the spring and maybe even in comparison to where it's been the last 2 years as a whole?
I think we still got a couple, young guys at the receiver position that we need to step up and are still growing, still learning a lot. So, besides that, you have a lot of veterans in there, been in the offense for now a number of years and are very comfortable and great, and playmakers and know what they're doing and playing fast. But, I think we have some talented guys at receiver, but just not a whole lot of playing experience for some of them. And, you'll see their growth as the season goes on.
Are you doing the same things though in the spring maybe that you did last year, or is it kind of expanded in regards to some of the things you're running, some of the drills maybe you're doing?
Kind of how you install the offense, it's the same. There's probably a few new things that we've added over the years that we like that kind of get, installed. Some of the things with different checks you might get to. Sometimes, I might get to a check that, technically they say, hey, that play has not been installed yet. Well, I say it's installed in my mind. So, I kind of, get into things and kind of expect the young guys to know it. So, I think, you're probably a little bit more advantaged just because of what you know and what you like to get to for certain looks.
Odell just spoke to us about his name being in all kinds of off-the-field stuff. Your name never is any off-the-field stuff. Have you talked to him at all about that and how to avoid that or handle that?
I'm 35. He's 24. So that's the reason why I'm off. I'm staying out of page six, and he's in it. So I enjoy reading it. It gives me good material to talk to him about.